It is the longest member of the weasel family, Mustelida.
That's you.
Reaching up to 6 feet. You just call me a weasel? Hello and welcome back to the Bug and Rug podcast. As always, I'm Caitlin, and today I'm celebrating St. Patrick's Day by telling Jack about the Dabar Chu. This story may or may not keep you up at night. Hopefully by the end of it, we'll all still be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug. But only time will tell. The cats will be sleeping because they're fighting in the background. What are your feelings on St. Patrick's Day? Like it? Love it? Hate it? Is it your favorite holiday?
I'm orange. It's hit or miss. I'm orange Irish.
Okay.
So the flag, there's like green, white, orange.
Right.
Green Catholic, orange Protestant.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that change your mind on if you like St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick was Catholic. It's a Catholic holiday. It's not really celebrated much as a Catholic holiday anymore.
Right. Because he got rid of all the snakes.
Yeah, he did.
Allegedly.
I don't think there are snakes there anyway. But
they're all gone because of him. Duh.
But, yeah, it's fine. I like it.
Okay.
I like the, like, Celticness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to be, like, rarely do you ever see anybody that's like, oh, devoted Catholic, St. Patrick's Day, a true Catholic holiday.
Right. It's more about, like, drinking and partying and wearing green.
That's the part.
I like that part of it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Stay away from leprechauns. Anyway.
Yeah. Stay away from fairy forts.
Yeah. Don't let your kids chase the little leprechauns. Did your classes do that when we were in kindergarten? Like, we'd come in and, like, all the chairs and the desks would be, like, flipped upside down and be like, oh, my God, there's green feet everywhere. We got to go find where the leprechauns are hiding.
Is this kind of like Elf on the Shelf?
A little bit, yeah. What is going on?
There's some heavy breathing over there. They're fighting. He's angry.
He's angry and out of breath. That's why he's huffing.
She's training him and he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
Look at him. He's pouting.
Yeah, because he lost.
Yeah.
Well, my story doesn't really have anything to do with St. Patrick's Day itself. It's just kind of an Irish cryptid. A 4 foot, 6 inch by 1 foot, 10-inch flag of sandstone resides 17 yards from the inner end of the approach passage of Congbahal Cornwall Cemetery in the townland of Drummain, or Drummonds. A carved figure on the sandstone shows a recumbent animal with the body and legs like those of a dog and a long curved tail. The paws on the creature appear unusually large, and the short head with tiny ears sits on top of a heavy neck resembling an otter. The head and neck are bent backward to lie flat on the animal's backbone. A human hand wielding a weapon, which has entered the base of the creature's neck, is off to the side.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Is this carved into the stone?
Yes.
Okay. So, rocks, big in... Rocks. Is it sandstone or limestone?
Sandstone.
Okay. Rocks are big in Ireland. They have different meanings. Newgrange is probably one of the oldest recorded, like, Celtic civilizations, they think.
Okay.
It's a mound, but there's a huge rocks on either side. Mm-hmm. I forget if they said people tried to live in it, but it was more like pre-Stonehenge.
Sure.
It was a calendar of some kind.
Yeah.
But, like, they're gigantic, massive rocks, and they're all big circles, and they're all really cool.
Interesting.
But also, you can go into older, like, Celtic English languages. Mm-hmm. They're all carved into stone, so.
Yeah. This one's not that old, although it... The legend surrounding it could be.
No.
So locals claim that the creature on Grace McLaughlin's resting place is the Dabar Chu, DOBHAR-CHU.
Spell the first word again.
DOBHAR.
DOBHAR. Yeah, you're probably close.
Dumarchu. The Dumarchu is a creature of Irish folklore known more commonly as the Irish waterhound, Irish crocodile, or king otter. As the name suggests, it resembles an otter and a dog, though it is sometimes described as half dog, half fish. The 7-foot-long creature, with its brown slimy fur, supposedly lives in Ireland's lakes and waterways, occasionally snapping up those who wander too close to the banks. Legend has it that they have a taste for human flesh, and they always come in pairs.
Me too.
Because, should have been a Valentine's Day story, because allegedly they mate for life.
It's gonna rain.
It is gonna rain. In 1722, Grace McGowan, or Grenay Connolly, Connolly was allegedly this person's maiden name, was living in the townland of Crevilla at the northwest corner of Glenade Lough. On the morning of September 22nd, she went down to the lake to wash clothes. When she hadn't come back later that evening, her husband, Terence, went to search for her on the shore. There, he stumbled upon the Dumarchu standing over Grace's mutilated body. He took out his dagger and wrestled with the creature until he eventually killed the beast. As the beast lay dying in Terence's arms, it let out a high-pitched whistle yell to its mate, who rose from the lake to pursue Terence. Townsfolk, who heard the commotion, came to help Terence, and they slayed the second Dumarchu. This story has a lot of different versions.
Yeah.
Some people say he wasn't by himself, he was with his brother. Some people say he was with his brother. Some say he had a horse. And some say he didn't have the horse. The horse was scared. The horse ran into town. It doesn't matter. He allegedly killed this creature, and then him and somebody else, a la townsfolk, killed the second creature. They laid his wife to rest. The sandstone is representing this story behind her untimely death.
Okay. Did they carve the creature into the...
Supposedly.
Death by this thing.
Supposedly. This story is of oral tradition for the most part. Mm. So take that how you will.
I got it.
So even after hearing this terrifying story, many seek out the Dumarchu. However, this isn't the smartest idea. Although the skin of the creature is said to have protective properties, it is warned that whoever kills the Dumarchu will die exactly 24 hours later. When they are
Is this one of those... I've never told you about this. I'm going to interrupt this story for another story.
Okay. Is it about a king otter?
No. It's about dying.
Okay.
There's... Is it like you can die in 24 hours, 24 days, or 24 months? Or is it straight 24?
It's like... It's kind of like if you kill one, you're cursed. So you're going to die shortly thereafter.
There's a chair, allegedly. There's an alleged chair. The chair's real, but the alleged story close by where you, if you sit in it, you die in like 3 hours.
The Bugsby Stoop chair?
Sure.
That's a haunted chair.
I don't know.
That's a chair. They had to mount it on the wall because people kept sitting in it and they would die.
Oh, no, it's like a tomb chair.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's like 3 hours, 3 days, or 3 weeks, or like 3 days, 3 weeks, three months, or something. I don't know. Something about threes.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, no, this one's not like... that,
I'll
per se.
I'll look it up later and show it to you.
But you will... You're cursed because you killed the Dumarchu. So whether people are seeking it out or not, sightings of the creature have occurred all over Ireland. On May 1st, 1968, two locals spotted one on Loch Sraheen on Achill Island. This area is where most of the sightings have taken place. However, a relatively recent sighting from 2000 of a large animal with dark fur and bright orange flippers was reported on Awi Island in Connemara. Sean Corcoran and his wife claimed, quote, the creature swam the width of the lake from west to east in what seemed like a matter of a few seconds. Corcoran concludes that it finally leaped onto a huge boulder, and before disappearing, gave a most haunting screech.
They had some bigger things to worry about in Ireland around 2000, so This guy's just playing around.
The king otter?
Yeah. No.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. You're saying there's more important things than the king otter?
No, that guy. I forget his name. Sean?
Yeah?
He should have been worried about some other stuff going on.
Like what?
This is near the end, if not right after the whole Troubles time. The second set of Troubles times.
So many believe that the Barchu is a relative of the giant river otter, a South American carnivorous mammal. It is the longest member of the weasel family, Mustelida.
That's you.
Reaching up to 6 feet. You just call me a weasel? I haven't even reached to 6 feet yet, so that's you. The giant otter shows a variety of adaptations suitable to an amphibious lifestyle, including exceptionally dense fur, a wing-like tail, and webbed feet, similar in nature to the Barchu. The species prefers freshwater rivers and streams along the Amazon River and in the Pantanal, which are usually seasonally flooded. While their diet consists mainly of fish, crabs, turtles, snakes, and small caimans, there is an evidence to say that they wouldn't eat human flesh. Question mark, question mark. When I worked at the zoo, they would do encounters with the otters, and our otters were fairly old, and so they would tell people, like, wear long pants because they'll bite your shins.
People like sea otters. Yeah. I think they're cute. River otters are scary.
Yeah, they're kind of mean. Sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth.
She's scared of the thunder.
She is. So while the stories themselves could be dismissed as folklore, the fact that an actual gravestone exists purporting to be that of a victim of the Barchu seems to add at least some credence to the tale.
Yeah.
So that's the end of my story. Do you think that's what will keep you up at night, or do you think you'll still just leave us snug as a bug in a rug? Are you going to sleep as snug as a bug?
I think I'll be. We're not really. Well, I guess we're kind of by water. I'll be all right. It's more of a creek.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's too small.
You don't know what's coming out of that creek. No. Mutant geese.
Our basement floods sometimes.
Yeah, we could get a river otter in there.
Yeah. They're going to fight it again. But never trust the Irish.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. We're a bunch of liars? I don't know.
I like the story. I think it's true.
Yeah?
The picture, to me, kind of looks more like a dog than a otter dog.
Like a lion?
No, it just looks like a whippet. Not a whippet. Like a pointy nose. I don't know. That's what it looked like to me. But So I'm more inclined to say maybe she died from getting attacked by a dog.
Yeah. Maybe killed another. Well, yeah, dogs travel in packs.
Yeah.
Wild dog. Boom. Oh, he pissed himself.
Wild dog.
We're filming this during a thunderstorm.
Yeah. Does that make it scarier? No, probably not this one.
Until the power goes out, and then it just ends halfway through.
And then it won't end. I'm on my laptop one.
Oh, yeah.
But also, if the power were to go out right now, would you be like, oh, like for a split second, would you be like, oh my God, an otter could bite my foot?
No, unfortunately. I'd be more worried of, my brain wouldn't go to otter.
What would you?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of other things. You.
Me biting your ankle?
Him. He's going to do it anyway.
All the ladybugs that are in our house. All
the ladybugs in the house. I think we live in a place where otters aren't that common. So it's hard to think
Not giant river otters. Yeah. That's true. That's why a lot of people don't believe. A part of the reason why people don't believe the stories and don't think it could be a giant river otter is because those are mainly found
near the equator,
near the Amazon River, basically, and that's like the only place that they're found. I mean, there's other otter species out there.
Ireland,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So it could have been a dolphin, is what you're saying? Could have been a dolphin,
unless it was like they're obviously saltwater animals on the coast. But yeah,
but they breathe
oxygen.
Yeah, so it wouldn't matter, would it? We are not marine biologists.
I don't know. I assume it would matter. It'd kind of be like, even though it's like, be like living in a greenhouse that has oxygen in it, but it'd be like really moist. Mess up your skin.
Maybe.
Salt and fresh water seem to have different.
I guess. I'm just going to end this. Okay, well, if you want to see pictures, you can go on Facebook. It's just Bug and a Rug. Instagram and Twitter at BIR Podcast. My resources will be bugandarug.podbean.com. If you've ever been bitten by an otter, email us. BIARpodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to email us, just because.
If you want to email us because you're on spring break, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not on spring break yet.
I don't do one.
Well, too bad for you. I get a spring break of a day and a half, so it's not like...
And Easter.
Easter's on a Sunday.
Still counts. Some dudes on four-wheelers.
Yeah, they that picked up. On four-wheelers? Outside?
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't a great idea. It's pouring down.
Yeah, but, I was going to say. All right, well, that's about it. Do you have anything else to say? Thoughts, feelings? Comments, concerns?
Tell us your St. Patrick's Day stories. Or write them down and then tell them to us if you forget.
Like what happened on your St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or
keep a journal. Write down what you remember. Be safe out there, people.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Get a DD. Call a taxi. Call an Uber. Drink at home.
Yeah. Be careful drinking by yourself if you do that.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes it'd be fun. Sometimes it'd be kind of sad. And that's
well, now we're just making this more sad. So have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody be safe. Have a good time.
If you see any snakes, get rid of them.
No. They eat the mice.
Yeah. Put them somewhere else that's not inside your house.
Okay, there we
go. Be St. Patrick and get rid of all the snakes in your house.
But don't kill them.
Don't kill them. No.
Don't kill them. Don't
just
kill
ask them to leave.
Nicely.
Nicely. If they don't leave, just take them outside.
Anyway.
Black and yellow, you're a dead fellow. Right? If black touches yellow, you're a dead fellow?
I don't remember.
Hmm. Well.
Isn't that unfortunate?
If you see any snakes that are black, red, and yellow, just avoid them at all costs. unless you know which one's which.
If you know which one's which, let us know. Yeah. Hopefully it won't be too late by the time we get an email.
I don't check them, so...
Nobody emails us. People who are like, do you want to expand your podcast business? I'm like, no. Delete. All right. Signing off, I'm Kaylin.
I'm Jack.
Bye.